Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
A top WWE star is retiring, or are they? We'll talk on that in just a second. Plus, WWE are crowning an interim champion. We'll break down how this could break down in just a moment. For Thursday, April the 9th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
This WrestleMania match is going to accomplish what should have happened 6 years ago. Ending the existence of the most overhyped, overvalued, overprivileged WWE superstar in existence.
Let me in.
I don't know what I just saw.
So we are still reeling from WrestleMania, one of the weirdest wrestling shows I think you and I will probably ever know in our lifetimes. What a time to live through that was. One of the matches that people are still talking about, still dissecting, is the Firefly Funhouse match that you heard a little bit of there between John Cena and The Fiend Bray Wyatt. Or was it John Cena versus himself? That was kind of the vibe that we got from that at this end anyway. John Cena took to Twitter last night with a very enigmatic tweet that just said, "All things end. When it's time to leave, leave them guessing." Now, I want you to take everything that we talk about here with a little pinch of salt because it's John Cena. And John Cena has a bit of a reputation for playing social media silly buggers, does he not? Yeah, I think he does a little bit. But this could potentially be the last that we see of John Cena. The end of that match very much gave us the impression that John Cena had gone altogether, just completely vanished. And that very well may be the last time that we see him. He confronted all of his demons and they overwhelmed him in that match. If that is the way that John Cena goes out, you know what? There's certainly worse ways to go out from the wrestling world. I would see him. John Cena has done everything there is to do now in WWE, to be honest. Like, he put the company on his back in the early noughties. He was very much like the Hulk Hogan for an entire generation, the Steve Austin of an entire generation. And he is at a point now where he just sort of comes back sporadically, very much became the person that he rallied against. Many years ago, he would cut promos on how The Rock was. The Rock wasn't the same person anymore because he would only come back when it suited him, as John Cena is always going to put WWE first. We don't really get that vibe from John Cena anymore for obvious reasons. He's gone on to do other big things in other mediums. He's smashing it in Hollywood at the moment. So, of course, his head is elsewhere. So if this is the time that John Cena says goodbye, what a creative way to go out. But as we said at the very start of this, John Cena does have a habit of playing silly buggers on social media. I mean, his entire Instagram right now is pictures of Bray Wyatt. So let's not take too much stock into this, but it would feel like a good time for John Cena to go.
Due to current events, obviously, Jordan Devlin is in Ireland and he cannot defend his NXT Cruiserweight Championship. So I've decided that in the meantime, we will hold a tournament for the NXT Cruiserweight Interim Champion. Now, the competitors and the execution of this tournament, I will let everybody know over all NXT social platforms in the next few forthcoming days. So, believe me, we're making the best of it.
Mr. Regal, off of that, what will happen with the NXT tag team titles due to Pete Dunne's current situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, another perplexing thing, right? So Pete Dunne is in the UK. So the Broserweights being the tag team champions, I've still got decisions to make on that. And hopefully I'll have some kind of, you know, I'm forming options. I want it to be the best possible option. And I will be letting you know in the, hopefully in the next week.
That was the voice of William Regal making an announcement regarding an NXT championship on The Bump yesterday, in which William Regal has told us, as you heard there, that an interim cruiserweight champion will be determined in the next few weeks. So Jordan Devlin, unable to travel to America, will now stay home whilst WWE on NXT crown an interim champion. The tournament is set to begin on NXT next week. Now, this bit hasn't been confirmed, but it is understood that Devlin will face the interim champion in a undisputed cruiserweight championship match as soon as it is safe to travel back to America. So Jordan Devlin is going to sit out whilst this interim champion is decided, and then when everything is lifted, we will see Devlin versus whoever wins this tournament to determine the ultimate cruiserweight champion. And this is fine for me. This is a way of getting around one championship problem that NXT currently has. We'll talk about the other one in just a second. But it's important to try and keep the wheels turning. And also, if you're taping bulk of NXT over the next few weeks, then probably the easiest thing that you could probably tape is a tournament. Just get all that in the can, and you've got easily, without really having to put too much other effort into anything else, some content that is consistent week over week that you can tell some stories with. So I'm absolutely down with this. In terms of who is in the tournament, we don't quite know yet who is going to enter the NXT Interim Cruiserweight Championship tournament. I've currently got in front of me right now from WWE.com the NXT roster, and just going down to see who could feasibly be entered into a Cruiserweight Championship tournament. Angel Garza, who is obviously on Raw at the moment, but we're seeing a lot of bleed across from Raw and NXT in particular at the moment, so it makes sense to put Garza in that tournament. Austin Theory could be a part of that tournament as well, should he be around. Technically, you could even put Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish in that tournament. They technically class in the Cruiserweight division, but I don't know whether you'd want to make that apparent by putting them in. Whacking Wild could be in the tournament as well. He'd be really good for it. I think Kushida would be a standout, possibly to get into the semis or even the finals of that tournament, along with Leo Rush, if Leo Rush is available as well, somebody that could easily slot into that tournament. Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch both fall into the Cruiserweight category, so they've previously competed on 205 Live, so there's no reason why you couldn't put both of those guys, or either or, in there, as you could with Shane Thorne, who is sort of on the periphery at the moment, but certainly has something that he can offer there. Tyler Breeze, sort of a veteran of the division, could go into that tournament as well, very possible. But as well as NXT guys, we're seeing, as I say, a lot of bleed across the brands at the moment, because it's just a case of who is available and who is willing to be a part of these matches. So you look to Monday Night Raw, where you've got Cedric Alexander and Ricochet, who could easily enter into that tournament as well, as well as Humberto Carrillo would be great in there. You could see him mixing it up with some incredibly talented people. Depending on how you feel about it and whether or not you'd want to move him back into this division, and depending on whether or not he's going to make it to tapings, Rey Mysterio could be sort of the legacy entrant in the tournament. Could be knocked out by an eventual winner. That could possibly be a thing. Those are a couple of names from Monday Night Raw that could quite easily fit into a Cruiserweight Championship tournament. Meanwhile, over on SmackDown, it seems a bit more of a heavyweight playing field, with the exception of maybe like a Drew Gulak. Gulak would be a strong fit to go into that tournament as well. You could feasibly put Heath Slater in there, I guess, if Slater's around. I'm sure Slater's been on TV lately. Fairly sure I've seen him on there. I think Shorty G, if Shorty G is around, could do really good stuff in that tournament as well. So there's a lot of options in there. Lindsay Dorado, Gran Metalik, the entire crew, the entire Lucha House Party, Kalisto as well. Drake Maverick, former 205 Live general manager. Stick him in the tournament again if he's available, but he may very well be in the UK right now, so that might not be possible. But there's a few names that you could chuck around in there that you could make a feasible tournament out of. So I'm intrigued to see it. I think we'll get some great wrestling matches out of it. If nothing else, we'll get some phenomenal wrestles. So I'm excited to see how that breaks down.
Welcome to my humble abode. Welcome to the Hardy Compound. I am on Dynamite this week to respond to what Le Hole of the Ass, Chris Jericho, said last week. And for some reason, he was asininely sitting in a tub that is hot in leather pots. Chris Jericho, you insulted my allies, the elite. Let's take a look at the men you surround yourself with. Chris Jericho, the circle that is internal, the Spanish god, Sammy Guevara. He is a false god. As a matter of fact, he is also probably a fraud Latino. Can he even speak Spanish? I am sure if I went up to him and said, ¿Qué pasó? He would respond, no hable español. And then you have proud and powerful. I would rather call them loud and devourable because I love Puerto Rican food. I cannot wait to sink my teeth into Santina and Ortiz. And then there is the big man, Jake Hager. He used to actually be smart, very intelligent, very well spoken, but you have him totally brainwashed, Jericho. A Jakenstein. If you put two bolts in the side of his neck, the transformation would be complete. I know the circle that is internal thinks it is going to take over all Elite Wrestling, but I will not, I cannot allow that. You tried to recruit my most loyal soldier, Vanguard One. Never! As a matter of fact, bring me the shirt, Vanguard.
Vanguard, my friend, come down. Vanguard. That is not the shirt I asked for. I mean, suddenly I'm happy to see my beautiful, resplendent, magnificent, wonderful new shirt. But I was asking for that shirt that the dastardly Chris Jericho gave you. You said it's fire? Oh, dumpster fire. Yes, of course. Literally, it's a dumpster fire. This is what is going to happen to the inner circle. They are going to become a dumpster fire because they shall be broken. Myself and the elite shall delete them. Lay hold of the ass. I have a very special offer for you. Accept my invitation. Come to the Hardy Compound. Face me in the elite. Deletion!
Broken Matt Hardy is bringing the deletion to AEW. This is brilliant. So we've seen the Boneyard match, the Firefly Funhouse match. NXT just had themselves an empty building match. And Matt Hardy has gone, hold my beer. This is my playing field. And on AEW last night, Chris Jericho was invited to the Elite Deletion. Now, nothing said about where or when this match will take place, but it's going to be a thing that is happening. Matt Hardy, the guy behind the final deletion in Impact Wrestling, him and Jeremy Borash and a few other people were the ones that brought this idea to life, the idea of wrestling outside of a standard arena. And it's something that WWE has done to great effect over the past week. And I love that Matt Hardy is getting into the mix with this on AEW. I'm very excited to see this. Everything else that went down on AEW last night, you will hear about with Jack the Jobber later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with AEW Graded. And Ross will be here as well to break down everything that went down on the silly side of things in AEW TF moments, both on the YouTube channel later. Bring them out! Dark Side of the Ring Brawl for All just aired on TV, and it was just another wonderfully uncomfortable viewing for wrestling fans. It's just they're digging into subjects that are a little bit on the edge, but I can't help but watch them. The Brawl for All episode was all about the 1998 shoot tournament that WWF put on with the wrestling stars. We had a little bit of an insight into something that just was discussed back at the start of the last decade with Vince McMahon. John Pier Marini was a former writer for the WWE, and he tweeted the directors of Dark Side of the Ring to say, incredible job with both seasons of Dark Side of the Ring. Funny story, while on creative in either 2009 or 2010, Vince wanted to do another Brawl for All with the guys competing on NXT in its original format, and he had to be talked out of it. The idea of seeing Derek Bateman and Titus O'Neil having shoot fights on the original NXT. Oh, that's a weird one. That's a weird one. New Japan Pro Wrestling have cancelled more shows. This is from their website. In response to the continuing COVID-19 pandemic and in light of state of emergency measures across Japan announced on April 7th, New Japan Pro Wrestling have arrived at the decision to cancel all events that were scheduled up to and including Wrestling Don Taku 2020 on May the 3rd and May the 4th. We deeply apologise to fans who were looking forward to these events. Our thoughts are with everyone affected by the disease. As eager as everyone at New Japan Pro Wrestling is to return to the ring as soon as possible, the health and safety of our fans, wrestlers and staff, as well as society at large, is our utmost concern.
Hello, what's up, brother?
So, hey, please welcome my guests.
We are here for one reason. Swaggle has a lot to say, so say it! Pettengill, how you doing today? Doesn't matter. Here's the thing, Pettengill. Us and the Matadors and El Toro.
Hey, man. It's not El Toro. It's El Torito. Why is he doing this all the time?
We're supposed to be one take, guys.
Oh, you know, just cut this. Just roll it back and everything, you know, and, you know, start it all over.
Guys, we're live, big man. We can't stop. You gotta go. Get it. Talk to the camera. Guys. Hornswoggle? Okay.
We're a three-man band!
And finally, memories of 3MB come flooding back when Drew McIntyre was on The Bump yesterday. And they were catching up with WWE stars who wanted to send their best wishes to Drew. Now he is the WWE champion. And one of those sending their love was former 3MB member Heath Slater. And after a little bit of banter, he managed to not leave a single dry eye in the house. Take a listen.
The only thing I have to say is, brother, I love you, and I am so happy for you. But, you know that all of your family and your friends are happy. The WWE Universe is happy, but your mom's very happy, man. Like, I can feel that. Like, I can feel it, you know? Like, it's starting to come in my eyes. But, I know she's looking down and she's happy and proud of you, man. And just remember that.
I love you, brother.
I love you, baby. 3MB, baby.
Thank you.
Wow.
You can't appreciate the audio, but Drew was going. Heath was going. I was going. Oh, gosh. We need Heath Slater to become WWE champion now, don't we? That needs to happen. Thank you for downloading the podcast this morning. Later on today, of course, AEW graded, NXT graded, and WTF moments will all be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And if you haven't watched yet, night one and night two reactions from WrestleMania on the channel right now. All of us five, myself, Adam Pacitti, Sam Driver, Jack the Jobber, and Ross Tweddle are together apart. And you can watch us watching WrestleMania 36 on the YouTube channel right now. This is the last news podcast for the week. We have a bank holiday weekend in the United Kingdom. But instead of bringing you the news tomorrow morning, you're going to hear part one of a three-part documentary called Three Nights. It is the 20th anniversary of the night where a WCW wrestler faced a WWF wrestler for the ECW Championship. And I'm going to break down three very crucial nights in and around that particular event. And night one is uploaded to your podcast feed tomorrow. So you'll get night two on Easter Sunday and night three on Easter Monday. Enjoy. I will speak to you next week. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.